They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in Central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
Three and outs early on by the Husker defense. DeLalo kicks another one away. A low kick. Niles Paul grabs it at the Husker 42. Gets upfield. He's in midfield. 40. 30-yard line. Niles Paul to the 20. 15. 10. 5. Yes! Touchdown, Nebraska. Niles Paul with a kick return. And the Huskers have grabbed a 6-0 lead. Lee turns. Play action fake. Holding the football. Looking downfield. Throwing to the end zone to Cotton. He makes a catch. And it is a touchdown. Yeah. Nebraska has Ben Cotton pulls it in. That for Ben Cotton, his first Husker touchdown. Pistol formation. Hanson with Stewart behind him. Back to throw is Hanson. As Ty now being rushed. Rolling out, holding, throws, pass is intercepted. Intercepted by Dejon Gomes at the Nebraska 47-yard line. His third pick of the year. The Huskers have stopped the Buffalo. Back to throw is Hanson over the middle. Intercepted. Picked off. Intercepted by Matt O'Hanlon to the 10-5. Touchdown, Nebraska. Matt O'Hanlon with a pick six for the Huskers. Hanson on the gun. Two backs in the backfield with him. Now roll the pocket. Throw it about. Tipped up in the air. And is it intercepted? No, no. Pops out at the end. Incomplete. Crick knocked it down. Sue had it for a moment, but it then was knocked free from him. Second and six. Burkhead remains in the game. Behind Lee is under center. Zach turns. Hands it off. Burkhead right side. 5-yard line. Touchdown, Nebraska. Rex Burkhead. Fourth down and 21 from the 26. Hanson under center. Hanson back in the pocket. Steps, throws downfield, overthrows the intended miss, and it's intercepted. Picked up by Prince Amukamara to the 25. He's at the 30, 35. Prince to the 40, and finally run out of bounds at the 47-yard line. Prince's fourth pick of the year. The Huskers have stopped the Buffaloes again. Final play of the game. Hanson back, lost it deep downfield. Has a man down there to pass. He's caught. McKnight, touchdown. The final play of the game, a 57-yard pass. Dinner was over there, but McKnight pulled it in and ran in for the touchdown.
Guess who's not happy? One bit.
You got to play better than we did today. I don't like the way we played today. I thought that was one of our worst efforts of the season. I don't like the way we played. We got to get better. We did not play well. I'm not happy with it. The team's not happy with it. Yeah, it's a win. That's great. Believe me. Trust me. Yeah, I take the wins anytime I can get them, but I know we're capable of a lot better than what we just played.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us. A full week. Hope the turkey is all gone. Not exactly sure where, but leftovers for you. And now it's on to Texas as Nebraska and Texas get ready for the Big 12 championship game coming up Saturday night. And is anyone giving the Huskers a chance? Nebraska wins on Friday against Colorado. Was it pretty? Was it not pretty? We're glad you're along with us. We're going to have plenty to discuss on the program today. Cedric Golden from the Austin American States will be the first man up later on in the program today to talk with us about Texas. Again, this Big 12 is so topsy-turvy. I think there was only one thing that happened in the Big 12 conference all year long that was somewhat predicted, and that was Texas winning the Big 12 South and doing it the way they did. Who was second in the Big 12 South?
Well, Oklahoma, I guess.
We'll see. Mack Brown, we expect to have some comments from Coach Brown of Texas, possibly in the last segment of the show today. Tomorrow, Daddy and I are going to Lincoln for Bo Pelini's press conference. We'll have some special guests, as we always do when we get down there. And, of course, we will hear Coach Pelini's press conference in its entirety tomorrow on the show. And we've got a lot more as we transition from the winter sports season into the fall sports season into the winter sports season. But I guess, going by what Bo Pelini said at the end, Tony, how do you feel right now about Nebraska?
Well, I don't know if you feel better about Nebraska. Hey, they went out to Colorado and they took care of business. They got out of there with a win. yeah, probably could have been a little bit more convincing. The last touchdown shouldn't have taken place. Sorry if you gambled on Nebraska. Bad deal. Bad beat for you. Although, you look at it and go, I don't know if you take more about Nebraska or you take more and go, boy, A&M. And yes, A&M was ranked number one nationally in total offense. A&M did some good things throughout the year offensively. But the way they were able to expose some weaknesses in that Texas defense, does that give you a little bit of hope that our offense maybe could be able to move the ball a little bit at times?
Well, the most concerning stat is we will probably have beat into all of our heads, and hopefully fans will realize this by the time Saturday rolls around, is that Texas's defense is supposedly better than Nebraska's. Well, I don't see that if Gerard Johnson can move them for 39 points in that football game. They're not number one in the country anymore defensively. That goes to Florida and Alabama, and Nebraska sitting right there as well. But will this be high scoring? Will this be low scoring? Will it be a typical? I mean, when Nebraska and Texas have played in the regular season the last few times, it's been right around that 24-20, right in that range, the last few times that they have played. The interception in the end zone, when they came to Lincoln two times ago, the last time they were here, of course, Nebraska fumbled the football on a helmet on the ball on a first down that would have sealed the game, and they went down and made the game-winning field goal, and Nebraska came up short again. That has been the story for the most part with Texas. Nebraska has played them close but can't win.
582 yards is what Texas A&M was able to put up on Texas. They were all over. Now, Jared Johnson, maybe he caught a lot of people's attention with the only college game on that night. Maybe he's down the road, perhaps a Heisman Trophy contender, if you're going to put up numbers like that. Doug, no one had been able to do that. They gashed that defense all night long at will.
Well, here's the deal. We've said it so many times. Kansas was in disarray when we played them. Todd Reesing, I think Nebraska held him in check pretty good. That was the first legit returning starting quarterback that Nebraska had went against all year in the conference. Colt McCoy will be the best obvious. I think he's the Heisman Trophy winner. Hopefully Nebraska does something to that, but on Saturday to make him not look that way. But this will be by far the toughest test that they have faced. Yet, as we just delve into this, can Texas run the ball? How are their special teams? Can Nebraska stand up and do some good things? Is Sue going to get back to the performances he had that have just made him an All-American and he even got his name in the Heisman contention? Can Nebraska find some other guys to step up? Our secondary will truly be tested. And I'm going to go back to, seriously, it just burns in my mind here. If Oklahoma figured out to drag the running back in front of our linebackers, I'm just waiting to see Texas do that. Texas is smart. Texas is good. Texas was a team that I think we both thought had a very legitimate shot to play for the national championship. I think that's the case. People will be going along later in the week saying, well, remember when Texas was a 17-point underdog to Nebraska in that first Big 12 championship game and they came in and beat Nebraska? Well, that's what Texas does. Nebraska is not at that point yet. Now, if Nebraska wins, great. But I will sit here right now and tell you Texas is going to win that game. I will tell you Friday when we make our predictions, unless something quirky happens with an injury, that Texas is going to win that football game. There is nothing that's going to change my mind on that. I will also say that Nebraska is exactly where I predicted. You were maybe even a game shorter than this at 9-3. The story, though, is Nebraska is not 9-3 like a lot of people thought they would be. The way they thought they would be. The offense, a lot worse. Maybe the defense, a lot better. Well, the offense, worse. Maybe not a lot worse. The defense, better. And you lost to Iowa State and you beat Oklahoma. You know, I thought Nebraska would lose one of those three tough games on the road. Didn't lose any of them. And they didn't all turn out to be tough. Missouri in the rain in shambles. Say what you will, they won that ball game. Kansas wasn't anywhere. I mean, a lot of people thought they'd be 8-1 going to that game. And Colorado, about what we thought. I mean, I thought they'd have a little bit better chance. I thought maybe that they would be fighting for a bowl game at that juncture. But that didn't happen. They were maybe fighting for Dan Hawkins. But as he told us Wednesday on the Doug and Daddy show, he's back.
Good for him. I was glad to see that. I think I think he deserved at least one more shot at this, although he was 16 and 33 now. That did not look good. Doug, will Texas, who I think last year, since being robbed, being snubbed, whatever you want to call it, Texas fan out there, after you got the victory over Oklahoma and then Oklahoma plays for the national title, after all that went on, this has been the collision course. It was not Nebraska. It was the national championship game. That's a collision course which you've been on all year. You haven't looked ahead to the Big 12 North champion, meeting them. Will they get Nebraska's full attention? Will Texas be focused?
Well, it would just shock me if they're not. You don't play for over a month. You're not going to play for a month. How would it not get your full attention? What else is there to pay attention to? I mean, for Colt, it's going to be a trip to New York. And for some of their guys, you know, going down to Orlando for the college football ESPN show where they hand out all the awards in about a week and a half, the week after the Big 12 next week. But what else would you have to look forward to? You didn't play a clean, clean football game, especially defensively against Texas A&M. You won't play for the national championship if something weird happens on Saturday. If you can't, then you don't deserve to be there. So, and I think they deserve to be there.
No, I think we said, Derek, can we effort our deals, the printout we had from our predictions at the start of the year, Big 12 predictions? I think it was a toss-up between Oklahoma and Texas.
I think they're pretty far off. Ours together or everybody's together?
I think everybody's together.
Well, they said Texas and Nebraska for the most part, although Kansas-Nebraska was pretty much a split. It's just pretty quirky how it worked out. Kansas State second in the Big 12 North. Phone lines are open. We're pretty open today here in the first half of the show. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Maybe your early observations or thoughts on Nebraska-Texas and what you thought about Nebraska-Colorado. And once again, from all indications, Colorado fans should just be banned from going to their own games.
Yeah.
They're just complete and total assholes. I mean, I'll throw the word out. I mean, that's the word I keep hearing. I just can't believe it. And I wasn't there, but I mean, everybody that was there, everybody, to a man. To a man. They just get treated like crap. I don't understand that. And we're still big enough that we don't do that to Colorado fans because they're not, I mean, I wish you could have the same people and you knew they were the same people coming to Lincoln so you could treat them the same way, but they're not, and so you can't. John and Carney says, hey, look at Texas's non-conference schedule. Pathetic. Yeah, it is pathetic. Texas is the worst they've had in years. But, John, what does it mean? What does it mean? If you're thinking that TCU or Boise State or Cincinnati should get a shot ahead of Texas, well, no. I'm sorry. Do you know that here's the weirdest thing I've seen in quite some time? You know how many Division I college football teams have exactly one loss right now?
No idea.
Zero. There are zero teams that have one loss. There are five teams that have zero losses. There is no team in the country, and that's why you don't hear anybody talking about this one-loss team maybe making a push for the national championship. Penn State's lost more than one. USC lost more than one. Iowa lost more than one. All those teams that early on lost that one game. Oregon's lost more than one. There is no team in Division I college football with one loss. That will happen because obviously Alabama and Florida play Saturday right here on ESPN, but... Right now, nobody with one loss. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the armor lining. What a great Christmas gift for the man in your life. Woo! Check him out at the Dent Popper. Big Red fans, I saw Carl Pellini last night in Lincoln. Just wanted to let you know that even after the chewing he got from Bo off to the last play of the game, he still has both his ears. Sincerely, Mike Tyson.
Final.
Thanks, Greg and Carney. Appreciate that. We appreciate that.
Doug, just looking back here, Chris Level, head Texas, Nebraska.
I don't want to hear each and every one. What's
well, there's
like?
Not. I mean, I'm just there's not. I mean, it's not a long list. Scott Wright from the Daily Oklahoman, Texas, Nebraska. Otherwise, our friend Chip Brown, who's set to join us on Wednesday at the start of the show, had Texas, Kansas.
All the folks we had when we previewed the Big 12.
Douglas had Texas, Nebraska.
Like you'd be shocked I'd be right. It's just amazing to me.
Ron Thulin, Texas, Nebraska. Matt Schick, Texas, Nebraska.
Who'd Daddy have?
I had OU in Nebraska.
Yeah, well, there you go. How about how many people had Colt McCoy? How many people had Sam Bradford for Offensive Player of the Year?
About half and half. Really, right down the middle.
And a lot of people pick Sue for defense. And I think Sue is going to definitely be the Defensive Player of the Year over over Oklahoma.
You know, but
Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, you know, Sergio Kendall got a lot of love. Gerald McCoy from Oklahoma got some love. Joe Pavelic, Jerry Hill picking him, got some love. But yeah, Sue, about probably 30%, 33%, as I looked down. People thought he was a Defensive Player of the Year going in, and I think you're right. He will be that Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year.
Coming up, Cedric Golden from the Austin American-Statesman. Going to preview Nebraska-Texas as we get into it. Love to hear from you. Plus, we'll talk about what happened over the weekend. Nebraska volleyball gets to host, although in the same region with Texas and Iowa State. Huh? How does that happen? How does that happen? But we're going to find out more about that and the weekend that was for UNK, Hastings College, the Huskers in hoops and wrestling, the Tri-City Storm. Man, they can't wait to get back home. They will play after Friday, 6 of the 7 games the rest of the month in December will be in their home building. We'll take a break and be back after this. Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audio.